Bon ben, bah, we start. Yeah, bah we oui, know, we don't know, we know nothing. We start. Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Ciao, Oiseau. Ciao, Renu.
Good ciao, Andrea. Bonjour.
Ciao, Oiseau. Ciao, everybody. So, what's happened today?
Good. Today is Friday, first.
Friday, the 4th of September. Good morning, world.
Yes, we are at the Eurovision Radio, and this is off the cuff number 42.
That's my favorite number.
Okay,
42.
Great. So, it will be
cool.
Very lucky issue.
I hope so. First, I thought I'll come and I'll say nothing.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused this morning because it seems yesterday for a stupid S in a software name in our server we are getting issues.
Yes,
we
corrected a proper English person corrected the spelling
of my wrong name.
Of the wrong thing, and because of that, now nothing works. So sometimes okay. It's better because to go
so
the wrong
first
spelling.
News is that chaos in Eurovision Radio. That suddenly we have problem with computer. One more time, the machine is one more time giving some problem.
So for me, it was interesting because I came really early because I thought, okay, I have to edit things, and oh my God, this is left. I haven't done Ganga Lakshmi. I have to even open the folder, and nothing. Was working, so I found myself wondering what to do, and then who walks in the door? I got somebody called Luke who'd been looking for me walks in the door and tells me he's Sido's brother.
Oh, great!
Yeah, He came to visit Orville, and he's working on a play, and it's really touching somehow.
He would like to present a drama.
Just to the friends of Sido.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So he's working on that.
Oh, he's working on that.
Yeah.
So he's here for 1 month to work on that. And so of
but
course
we are all the people doing theater, we are all busy now with the future musical comedy.
No, but so he doesn't want you guys for a play. He's going to do a monologue. He's just interviewing some of Sido's friends.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll be presented in somewhere
in Holland. In Holland.
Ah, in Holland.
You want to do a drama in Holland.
Okay, it's not for Auroville.
He wants to present here the work that he's supposed to make a drama in November in Holland.
Okay. To remember, Sido was one of
yeah, he friends. Was just a very dear friend of Auroville, and it was a very tragic and horrible event. And, maybe some positive things came afterwards, but it definitely profoundly shocked Auroville.
Yeah, 10 years ago, more or less.
Yeah, 11 now, he says.
11. Okay, so let's go forward with our crazy thing and
Andrea,
qu'est-ce qu'il passe avec l'eau?
Alors, qu'est-ce qui se passe with the water? So it's incredible. Suddenly, there is a lot of seminars, conferences, meetings, and this and that. So finally, I decide to go nowhere. So why? Because Eurovision Radio will be there to record. So I say, okay. And finally, what's happened? It rained yesterday or 2 days ago. So this is the most stuff. I would like to speak not about water, but about the sludge. But first, I learned something very important. Andrea, you are one of the guys that you like to read reports. Just now you told me that you have read one or two or three reports.
I saw it in the, it's been posted as at the end of, the beginning of September, the report of the working committee and the land board. I haven't seen, I went through all this long list of things that have been done by the working committee. And I was amazed by the fact there is a lot of attention to this 50th anniversary of Auroville. I don't say that is a bad thing at all, but
let's talk about that because I also personally
900 days now.
Yeah, we have a clock ticking on AVNet that gives us 908 days.
Yes.
Till this breakdown, and so everybody's holding this 50th anniversary, this golden jubilee of Auroville. And I personally am also involved. We, Auroville Ad Service, made a proposal and all. And I feel a little bit conflicted because why? And I'm trying to analyze why. One is that there's a lot of energy and effort that goes into these a ceremony, or I mean, they're trying to make it a little bit more practical and everything like that. But I'm always, I don't know, I feel like there's things that are very simple that we need to do to make Auroville better that are not these external manifestations.
I have the same kind of thing.
And that we're not doing them and that we keep wrapping
new clothes
around the same person, and it's actually the person, which is all of us, that needs to adopt something else. So I'm, even though I'm part of it and even though I'm supposed to be engaged in it, and although we're trying to make it into practical things, like for example, Wasteless is also involved, and they were really hoping to get some funding to build up eco service, things that are practical, yeah. You know. And I'm part of the singing and the dancing thing, and I have to say, I don't know what to sing. I mean, I will do whatever has to be done, but I feel very conflicted and a little bit sad, because I think something's much simpler could be done that brings us closer to the intention of Oroville.
I have the same kind. I have, again, I'm out of this kind of big thing because I'm, let's say, we will participate with the radio covering the events, but I'm not preparing any kind of special thing. And I have this kind of feeling that we have not to put too much attention to this thing, but maybe we have to concentrate a little bit in an inner aspect. Mm-hmm. Than the
external
exactly kind of
how
things.
I feel.
That is my, again, is a feeling. I have no clue about what is going to happen. No,
I think you're right.
It doesn't want even a criticism. It's just an observation that I have.
Yeah. I mean, my approach in terms of artists is the classic stuff. There is often what we call the festivity of the establishments that is official, so you need to make a lot of official stuff with VIP, so it creates all this atmosphere of VIP that us, we don't like at all, okay? But they have to do something at their level. After you have different layers of people that they act, you have the base of people like us and this. So it's true. For me, I'm classic stuff. I know that for the arts, I want to do anyway. It's not the governing board that will give me an order to write a funny drama, okay? And I don't need the governing board for write a funny drama. So in terms of artist, my life is not don't depend of the establishment's order, even of the 50th birthday. If I am sick, I will be sick. I don't know. I don't care of this kind of stuff. Not more important, like you say, is us. We know our daily life. We know what kind of issue we want to promote. And what's happened now too, is possible to make the clan poet poet when I know that my service for Portus Water has no roof, is under asbestos, we have no money, people will expend a lot of money for making poet poet tralala, that our life will be under the rain, without roof, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of
yeah, there's
course,
something a little bit disproportionate.
What I understood, that there was this okay, classic stuff. It's not the first time that we said that we got some money. And suddenly, our service must present to also files that saying, oh, maybe it's an opportunity that we can fundraise for the different service in Abri, for eco-service. So there is some movement that some service would like to get money in order to promote this kind of economy. After there art service, yes?
Just to be precise, the proposal came saying that not only would celebrate, but it should also reflect something in the infrastructure of Oroville. So that was also part of it.
So that's why. So, voilà.
Okay, so that's, again, after I've been sharing with you, I've come out with this kind of feeling in this moment that it's just because it's something that is far away in the time, that maybe is my projection is not so positive because I see just the surface. I don't see the inner level that you are going to, you have just showed, and okay, there is this VIP representation, let's say, then there are the layers out of.
After you have the underground.
Yes. Anyway, Wednesday.
I don't see this layer the underground, not for sure.
Wednesday, we will be meeting with the working committee because they've kind of divided it into their own idea of teams that might not be necessarily also the right teams because some people have completely different ideals. And that's, you know...
We have a breaking news. I saw Prem rising up the thumb. He
okay, everything is working?
Yes, everything is working now in our
system. Thank you, Yahalom. Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Osam.
Concerning all this...
Now I'm smiling.
Yeah. Super, relax. Concerning festivity, in terms where I did a lot of street theater for the town, also what we realized, there is... In fact, when you have a city, you have three levels. You have what we call the mayor with all the establishments, and this and this. After, you have the people on the market, what we call street market, and this. And after, you have what we call the underground stuff. That, for me, was underground artists, all the artists from the different stuff that we create. So, all the time when I arrive in a town, I know that there is this minimum three levels. So, me, I arrive somewhere, I know nothing about the establishments. I take contact with artists. We are in the underground level. So in Logoville, it's the same.
Yeah.
You have this kind of approach. So you, everybody has to do to show something. Ah, we are happy, something like that.
Well, here's what I want to propose, something very simple. And I was talking to Inge of RAS service the other day. And for example, I had started a petition about reviewing policies. And I didn't want to at all approach it in a kind of lawyerly way and methodically go through them. That didn't interest me at all. What I wanted to do is, when we confront a policy that no longer works with the present situation or with the person, you know, we change it. I have come up with a more truthful, because I kept analyzing, well, what's the problem, what's the problem? What the problem really is that the intention of the policy is never described in two sentences. And time and time again, I have seen in Oroville new people picking up, reading policies, following them, and not understanding the intention for what they were created. And the policy ends up doing exactly the opposite thing than what it was created for. So I make a very simple proposal that we write in two sentences what is the intention of this policy and why it was made, so that when people apply them, they don't just apply them foolishly following orders like we keep seeing, but they actually understand what it is. And finally, each policy and each intention of the policy has to relate in some way to the Oroville Charter, or has to say, at the moment, since we're not able to do that and faced with the circumstances, this is what we've come up. But it has to be made very clear so people understand. It doesn't become like the rule of law. Like, for example, the whole thing about housing, not being able to house people in the village. That policy was created because it was a problem of integration for many of the village people who were joining Oroville, couldn't find houses or weren't integrating properly and were staying at home in the village. And we're like, no, that's not going to work. It's not at all the same thing for people coming from Egypt or France or elsewhere living in the village. Now, we're talking, even in this 50th anniversary, bioregion this, bioregion that. Well, here's a simple policy. We don't need any clash of cymbals and to of trumpet. We could just change that and
say,
you know, that would be a lot more about human unity and integration.
Yeah, yeah. First,
you know,
of all,
the answer will be, I know, but not, they don't want to live there. Well,
who knows?
Some might not. Exactly.
Five years ago.
Okay, thank you, Madame Renou,
for
this topic.
Okay,
about this topic. Another topic, Andrea?
Oh, this lodge. What's happening with this lodge? I saw there was some proposal with the TDC they want to make.
So TDC has made a proposal. They've shown a location of where it should go. They don't put any details about what the proposal is online. I don't know why this is suddenly a mystery.
Not exactly. Since long time, TDC proposed what they call wastewater treatment
plant
that they have to be behind
Sukhavati.
There is for all the residential zone, plus us, what we call the sludge of Portus Water, to the harvest, of the record of all the sludge of different houses.
Okay.
So
for the moment, what's happened, before it was the botanical garden during 12 years, after it came to for commerce, mango field for 14 months. Now, since the 1st September, we are under the Johnny back fertile farm. Johnny have proposed a special way to do it, so now we are doing on this process, correct? So it's temporary for 3 years. Now Renou can explain that Johnny wrote a letter to us that there is two directions. There is one, TDC wants to centralize all the sludge to this wastewater treatment that probably got lost. We don't know even. And Johnny proposed completely another use of the sludge.
Well, for me, the main problem is that the economical system that we have adopted makes you finally doubt the goodwill of people. That's the big...
You can develop.
That's the Madame big boo-boo in Oroville. I mean, I don't know. It looks like we have 33% Orovillians, in fact, if you get my joke.
No, don't understand at all.
Well, people have businesses, so they get jobs, and then they contribute 33%. So maybe they're only 33% Orovillian.
Oh, I see. Ha ha. 33% of Romanian, 55. I see. Today, Andrea, something else?
I mean, it's sad, but instead of all of us like now just trying to find solutions and debating the cost, the effect, the benefits, now you begin to doubt like what the person is proposing. Is it really because this is the best thing? Is it because, you know, and always Lavanir and our development always goes for the big thing. When all the surveys we've done, it's the same, like Lavanir and Housing have all conspired because they're very concerned about how the look of the city is going to be. You can remember that the Silly Transit Lounge project, which is kind of what Sonia is overtaking now, it was stopped by certain architects writing to the governing board feeling like it was in the wrong place. I'm still actually very angry about that because I don't write to the governing board to tell them, you know, your overhangs are too small, your water treatment thing didn't work and you charged Oroville. You know, I wouldn't do that because everybody has a chance to experiment. So I'm very resentful of the architects and Lavanir holding the monopoly of what Oroville should look like and what is legitimate and what is not legitimate. And it's always about very expensive costs. Yeah. When I'm saying the survey that we've done, nobody wants to live in these apartments. Why are they having such a hard time selling them? Out of desperation, people will buy them, and what kind of people?
Madame Guignot, we're particularly about the sludge. We need to finish. Huh?
They're not very engaged in Oroville, these people. They're a little bit on retirement. I mean, they're not like actively involved.
Okay, I'm sorry. Donate. Bye bye. Ciao. Ciao. Sorry. Goodbye.
Oh, you.